With its cross-border traffic in people and goods, Islam Khala provides a good indicator of the problems facing both Afghanistan and Iran. The surge of people trying to leave Afghanistan as the Taliban took over has eased in recent weeks, a sign, according to those guarding this crossing, that conditions have improved.
Whatever problems the migrants had, they have been solved. Vehicles, including trucks, are moving freely again.
Considering this is such a sensitive crossing, things on the border itself are pretty relaxed. Before now, we as visitors would have been held way back several hundred meters and several fences inside Afghanistan. Now we are allowed to approach up to the borderline itself. The last Taliban checkpoint is right here. This is where Afghanistan ends. Beyond here is Iran.
And Taliban officials were eager to show us how they are also tackling smuggling and illegal migration across this 1,000-kilometer border. But in the nearby major city of Herat, there's a constant line of people outside the Iranian consulate hoping to get visas to leave. And here, and throughout the country, makeshift camps of internally displaced people have sprung up as the new government struggles to cope.
Winter is now setting in. If there's any kind of humanitarian assistance from whatever country, we would appreciate and accept it.
Back at the border, coming in the opposite direction, is a steady stream of Afghan deportees from Iran. Many are victims of Iran's long-standing program of forced repatriation because of its own worsening economic crisis.
It's my first time back in Afghanistan after 20 years. Me and all these people around me have experienced lots of problems in Iran.
But they're now joined by more recent arrivals who fled after the Taliban takeover.
Actually, I was obligated to leave my country, leave my house, leave my...
People like Nasser Ahmed Bahave, who accuses Iranian soldiers of mistreating him.
Actually, I was trying to get to Europe, but at the time when I was getting to Iran, I got so difficulties. The soldiers of the border of Iran have trying to kill you or just arrest you. When they arrest you, they will punish me. They will give you as punishment as animals.
2 months after leaving, he's back where he started, but says it won't be long before he's on the move once more. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Islam Khala, Afghanistan.